The producer-director Barbe Schroeder became a hot property in Hollywood with his last two films, Reversal of Fortune, for which he received an Oscar nomination in 1990, and Single White Female in 1992. But before that, he'd had a strikingly unusual filmmaking career, first as the Paris-based producer of films by Eric Rohmer, Jean-Luc Godard, and Wim Wenders, then as a documentary maker of movies about Idi Amin and Coco the Talking Gorilla, and a director of cult movies like Barfly. Now he's directed a loose remake of the 1947 film noir that made Richard Widmark a star. Stephen Schiff has this review of Kiss of Death.
Say the words film noir, and people rightly think of post-war crime thrillers, mostly in black and white, with somber, innocent men, beautiful, vicious women, and predatory crime bosses all snared in the same fateful web. Oh yes, and lots of Venetian blind shadows on their faces. But a true film noir has to have one more crucial factor. Sometime during the drama, the good guy has to realize that he himself is capable of evil. The 1947 Kiss of Death was about the spider dance between a psycho and an informer. And when informers look inside, they can't help spying evil there. Ratting on somebody can never be entirely innocent. Barbe Schroeder's new version of Kiss of Death is about an informer, too, but this movie quickly leaves its source material behind to present a very complicated, very stylish, contemporary film noir. It manages to be both a headlong suspense thriller and a brainy character study at the same time. The hero's Jimmy, played by David Caruso, and he's being forced to wear a wire because the police have him over a barrel. They caught him in the middle of a crime. In the melee that followed, a cop named Calvin, played by Samuel L. Jackson, was shot in the face, and though Jimmy didn't do the shooting, Calvin blames him anyway. In this scene, Jimmy's just back from meeting the man he's informing on, and Calvin is debriefing him.
So I'll get that wire.
I threw it away.
What?
I threw it away. I got patted down twice tonight.
So you're all right with him. That'll make it easier.
Easier for what?
Easier to wear a wire.
Let me ask you a question. Why you? You know, why did they put you on me? Revenge?
You see this eye here? Runs all the time. I can't make it stop. I got a third of my hearing in this ear. And when I want to go to the beach, direct sun gives me a migraine so bad I cry like a baby. So I asked for you. And if you take that wire off one more time, I'm personally gonna beat you to death.
Crime movies of the 30s and 40s used to be full of guys with physical peculiarities. It was a primitive comic book way of creating vivid symbolic characters. Kiss of Death uses the same technique, but Schroeder and his crack screenwriter Richard Price create such a detailed sense of authenticity on the screen that Jackson's perpetually teary eye feels completely believable, even though it's a shamelessly blatant symbol of the tragedy he and Jimmy get caught in. The movie's villain, Little Junior, is played by Nicolas Cage as a welter of eerie and contradictory traits. He's muscle-bound but asthmatic, psychotic but weirdly thoughtful, and Cage plays him unforgettably. In any other context, the performance would be wildly over the top, but again, this movie's grounding in reality keeps it down to earth, and so does David Caruso. When he walked out of the lead role in NYPD Blue last year, he was portrayed as a prima donna riding for a fall. But Caruso is a real movie actor, and maybe even a star. Underneath that shock of orange hair, his skin is so pale you feel you can see right through it to the angry blood quickening underneath. And his low voice makes you think he's holding in an explosion, talking very quietly, because if he doesn't, he knows he'll scream. I like the way Caruso lowers and tilts his head when he's mad, like an improbably sensitive bull turning things over in his mind before he charges. He's all potential energy, and even with Cage bouncing off the walls, you can't take your eyes off him. Kiss of Death has a strangely weak ending, but until then it's a muscular, graceful piece of storytelling, a model crime movie, and, even rarer, a contemporary film noir that measures up to the ones they made in the good old days.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.